Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We always love talking to South Florida Zone. You know, we have a fantastic boxing talent base down here, and this man has not been disappointing in his early pro boxing career. Xander Zayas, he is joining us here on the program. He is a veteran. I think this is, what is our fourth interview I think we've done together, Xander?
Yeah, I believe so. I mean, I don't even count them anymore. They tell me, Brendan, I'm like, bring him on. I got to get him in here.
I like, what do you got going on? What are you, is that a home studio you got going on? That's how much media they got
you
doing
now? Yeah,
this
is my home studio. We kind of like built it like a couple weeks ago. My dad came up with the idea and we went with it. You know, I got the gloves. I got the top rank hat, the WBC hat. I have my first belt here. Got the Puerto Rican flag. Got a couple stuff in there.
I like it, man. All right. So we'll start it off like real generic. How is camp going? How are you feeling? You're a couple weeks out. Xander's going to be fighting on ESPN Plus on April 24th, Kissimmee, Florida. So how's it feeling, man?
Man, it's feeling good. Great camp since the beginning almost to the end, and you know, I can say it's been perfect yet, because it's not done yet. You know, it's done after the fight, but so now it's been great. It's been a great camp. We've been making all the adjustments. The weight is coming down. Everything is going as planned, and I'm looking forward to, you know, finish it up with the victory next Saturday night.
You're now, I mean, well into your pro career. Is there something about camps now, training for pro fights, that you just have a real comfort level with? Like, is there like just knowing your body, knowing your routine of where you got to get to? Like, do you feel like more in the zone of that, of just preparing for pro fights now?
Yeah, 100%. At the beginning, you know, we used to go into fight week a little too low in weight. Now I know what my body can't go in to fight week at. So we just, you know, we make the adjustments. Sometimes it changes, sometimes a little less, sometimes a little more. But most of the time it's just, you know, the exact same weight as before. So I think that has been really, really easy to get used to, you know. Getting to know my body and getting to know that if I can come in at this a certain amount of weight, I'll be able to make it once weighing comes in.
Is it getting easier training in these times? Like, you guys were throwing such a curveball. I remember you doing, you know, hitting mitts in the midst of your driveway. Things just much more comfortable and relaxed now, as, you know, we're starting to get back to more normal, and, you know, people kind of just know how to live with coronavirus now and all that type of stuff. Is it just more comfortable around camp this time around?
Yeah, 100%. It's more comfortable. I mean, we still try to keep the cautious, you know. When we go to the weight room, we try to keep the mask on. We try to keep the mask in the gym on if we're not doing anything, if we're not training. But I mean, like you said, we're getting used to it. We kind of like embracing it, and we just keep moving forward. We keep moving forward and keep making the adjustment with time.
I think I saw your guy Nika. He posted a video of you in the in a trash can of ice. Can you explain how terrible is that? Just the idea. I know you got to do it for recovery, but just how terrible is it going neck deep in a can of ice?
Man, it's like this is what I think of when I get in there. I know it's going to be cold. I know nobody wants to do it. No, I mean, whoever tells you, oh, I want to do this, is lying to you. Nobody likes it. But what I go in there is, if I can handle this, if I could go 10 minutes in here without complaining, without getting out, I could do it in a fight. I could live with uncomfort and not feeling in my comfort zone, not feeling comfortable, you know? So I just go in there and try to relax, try to, you know, go take my neck back, look at the sky, see what's going on. Cause if I get 2 inches, then I start getting cold. But yeah, it's not a good feeling at all. It's not a good feeling at all.
It looks awful. It just looks awful. So look, boxing has, you know, I tell you all the time what talent we have down here, and you're definitely part of that. But South Florida over the last 12 months has, you know, because of, you know, the circumstances of us being more open, boxing has really come down here, and it's like it's become this new little hub here. First of all, what have you thought of that? Just like of your hometown becoming more of a hub for boxing. And then is there any part of you that wishes you have been on any of these cards? Because there's been events at like the Hard Rock, or there's been events at the stadium or anything. Is there any part of you that wishes you were in some of these things that in your own town?
Oh, yes, 100%. 100%. I mean, it means a lot that, you know, that promotional companies are looking down to South Florida as a potential setup for boxing. You know, we got a lot of boxing fans down here, but, I also wish that, you know, top rank, make a card down here in South Florida, like Miami or Fort Lauderdale, because it would be awesome in front of my people, in front of literally my crowd. People from Puerto Rico can come in easy. People from Orlando can come down here. So it will be an awesome card. I mean, right now I'm fighting in Orlando again in Kissimmee, Florida, which it's literally 3 hours from Fort Lauderdale, and a lot of people is going to take the drive to go see me. And I'm just very happy. I'm very happy for the promotional companies to take their shows to Florida in general.
Have more people flooded down to the gyms? Like, has it opened up different opportunities for sparring or anything like that you've seen? How have you noticed it, I guess, from you guys internally as fighters? Is there, you know, different guys to spar with? Is there different brains you get to pick as far as like the talent is concerned that's come down here because people find it more comfortable to train?
In a way, when we train, we try to keep it kind of like low key, you know, just the people that is training, nobody else. For example, when we had Adrian Broner, Robert Eastern, Gervonta Davis in our camp for last camp, they were also in camp. We try to keep everything, you know, as just the teams that were supposed to be there training. If you didn't belong there, if you wasn't supposed to be there, you had to get out for, you know, for the COVID. And for also, we didn't want any footage or any, you know, something that came out and leaked. Oh, look, they're sparring. They doing this and doing that. So we try to keep it low key. But yes, he also has given us that exposure to have more people come in.
I know it's poor taste to talk about if you sparred with those guys, but what was it like just having guys who have you know, been on big time cards come into your camp? What was it atmosphere like? What did it did you learn anything? Did you observe anything really cool? Like, what was that having levels of guys like that fame come to your gym?
Well, the whole camp was just great. I learned a lot. The first time I met Adrian Broner, who like, man, what weight you fight at? I told him 147. Like, man, you're lying. You don't fight at 147. So that was, you know, that was something that stick with me and will stick with me my whole life. But you know, learning with them, working with them, seeing the work ethic, seeing what it takes to, you know, be at the level that they are, makes me work harder, makes me want it more, and made me stay focused.
Now, your last fight was in February. You went the distance on it. Was it good getting that ring experience? You know, going to the judges' scorecard. How did you find that? Because, you know, like I imagine, like yes, you want to go out and finish everybody, but it's good to, you know, you're still very young, man. So it's good to get rounds under your belt as well. So how did you find your last fight, and then what did you want to fine tune going into this one coming up?
Well, the last fight was a great experience. I learned a lot. I did a couple mistakes. We corrected it. You know, six rounds, I showed everybody that I'm able to last six rounds, that I'm able to finish strong. Yes, I do believe that I could have stopped the guy in any round that I wanted to. I just didn't step the gas. I feel like I was in cruise control. And, you know, that's a problem, because once you feel you're in cruise control, you don't do enough. And in a real fight, in a real world championship fight, you have to do more than enough to win the fight. So, you know, we work on those things. And in this fight coming up, we're looking forward to, you know, step the gas every single round. Just get stronger and stronger, while, you know, by the rounds. So we work on that. And I mean, we got a whole different opponent. But the goal is the same. The goal is the same. Get better. And, you know, get the victory.
So they switched out your opponent recently? Like the first guy dropped out?
No. Okay. I'm just saying, from the last fight fight, there's different opponents. And so, you know, the game plan is a little different. But other than that, it's more about, you know, stepping the gas and getting stronger and sharper by the rounds.
Well, I got to get your take on this, man. So I saw George Kambosos. He recently got down into camp. This is a massive fight for him coming up with Teofimo Lopez, another guy that you're close with. So I'm sure this is a weird one for you, having two guys that you know well getting in there fighting. But first of all, it's really awesome for them that they are making a ton of money for this fight, which is
awesome. I love it, and I'm sure that boxing fans, the real boxing fans, love it too. They are excited for this one. They know that, you know, George and Teofimo are two warriors, and are looking forward to put anything on the line to get to, you know, to win those belts.
How is he, I guess, George, around camp? Is he hyped? Is he nervous? Like, what's the vibe that you get from him going into this?
Man, he has a lot of motivation. I see it in his eyes. I'm sure I haven't spoke with Teofimo, but I'm sure he does too. George just got great news a couple of days ago that he's going to be a dad again for the third time. So I think that gave him a little bit more energy to, you know, keep working hard. He's out here without his family. So I'm sure that's another, you know, mile of motivation. I see him having a great camp. I'm sure that, again, Teofimo is having an awesome camp. And I just can't wait. I just can't wait for June 5th for them to put on a show.
You gonna go? Is it gonna be down here? Like, what's the word, man? Because I keep hearing it's gonna be down here, but
I believe it's gonna be down here. I'm not 100% sure. I hope it's down here so I could go.
Me too, man.
But if not, I will try to go anyways. You don't matter where it's at.
Yeah, you got. I'm sure you got the right connects for that, man. All right, before we get you out of here, and you guys can catch Xander next week at ESPN Plus. He's gonna be fighting Kissing Me. Check it on out. ESPN Plus, just a fantastic job. You get getting a chance to see all this talent in front of your eyes, and it's great that Top Rank's doing that. All right, how nervous are you about the Lakers? Because, you know, LeBron is hurt, Anthony Davis is hurt. Now you know what it's like, because in the finals with Goran and Bam getting hurt and you getting gifted a championship,
man,
now you know how it feels. Now you know how it feels for the Bonds and Usher way.
We just blew out the Nets.
When do they try the Nets? They're cruising through the season.
Come on now, Brandon. Come on now. Last time you told me, we're going to win the championships.
You got game one, Goran got hurt. Bam broke his neck. You know.
No excuses.
What do you mean no excuses?
We're not putting excuses because LeBron is out. We're not putting excuses because AD is out.
All right. I'm sure there will be no Lakers fans making excuses if LeBron doesn't come back or LeBron doesn't look like himself.
I won't make excuses. You're making excuses right now.
I call them reasons.
No, that's something that happened a year ago.
No, there's always going to be that asterisk. There's always going to be that notion if the Heat had their lead scorer.
This year, Lakers and Nets for the finals.
No.
And I got Lakers.
You believing in the Nets is crazy because James Harden's never come through big in his life. He always chokes. You got.
He does. 100%. 100%. You know, but KD never chokes.
Oh, that's true. KD doesn't choke, but he is on those wobbly legs. Who knows if he gets through it? You know, the Heat is stinking up.
But I'm not worried about the East. the West, we're gonna win it.
No, maybe, but I know when the rematch.
There's no maybe.
I know when the rematch. I know how this world. I know when the rematch comes and everybody's healthy for the Miami Heat and we get a chance to get our pause. Jimmy Butler's not letting this one go this time when it's Heat and Lakers in the rematch.
Yeah, right.
I know that's happening.
Hey, all respect to Jimmy. All respect to Jimmy. If you see him, tell him that I look up to him. That he's a great athlete. Well, he's not gonna beat the Lakers. Like that's.
I'll also make sure. I'm sure he'll say you're welcome for getting a gift I was playing. I was playing with Duncan Robinson and G Leaguers. Congratulations. All right, bro. Listen,
man.
Hey, good luck. Hey, healthy way the rest of the way. And we'll do it again. All right.
Thank you very much, man. I appreciate you.
Thank you, Xander, for joining the show again. Catch him next week on ESPN Plus. He will be fighting there at Kissimmee, Florida, looking to keep his undefeated record intact. Always appreciate the young man for joining us. He is a delight. Going up to Jacksonville this week, everybody. So we'll have a ton of coverage for you from UFC 261. Expecting to have some of the fighters on the card join us this week as well on the morning show. So looking forward to it. I head up there in the middle of the week. So we'll have a lot of fun stories, I'm sure, for the next episode of Tobin's Fight Show. Talk to you next time, everybody.